The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you've been waiting, you can't make your mind up about buying the 10-DVD set of Old Time Radio, now's the time. They'll be discontinued as of December 31st. Go to the oldtimeradiodvd.com today and place your order. Prices will never be any lower for this great set of Old Time Radio. oldtimeradiodvd.com.
12, 11, 10.
It's alive, it's alive.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
This looks like a job for Superman.
That's one small step.
I am Dracula.
Dimension X.
Journey into space.
Klaatu, Barada,
Nixon. 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to Science Fiction Theater. I'm Dale Lukatich. The world has been stricken blind by an outer space light show, and Bill Mason may be one of the few sighted persons left. And will the blind masses play much of a role in his future? How do you survive in a world that is rapidly returning to the Dark Ages? We will find out some of the answers in this chapter of our story. So from February 21st, 1960, here is episode number 2, A Light in the Night, from The Day of the Triffids.
The BBC presents The Day of the Triffids.
There's another tremendous flash. It's believed that the Earth is passing through the debris of a comet. There's another. So brilliant it almost hurts. I fairly do hurt anyone who possibly can to go out and watch.
Episode 2, A Light in the Night.
It took me quite a time to realize that London was a city of the blind, the capital of a blind country and a blind world. But by the time I'd walked from the hospital to Piccadilly, I knew it was so. In no direction was there any traffic, nor any sound of it. The only signs of life were a few people here and there cautiously groping their ways along the shop fronts. Outside a famous provision shop, I came upon a group of people gathered around a small child, which still seemed to have its sight.
What's in this window?
Come on, what's in the window?
He's only 3. He doesn't understand, do you, dear?
Eat all the eyes we've got. Oh. Come on, kid. Tell us what's in the window.
Give you a sweet tea.
Mommy. Tell us, darling, what's in the window? Is it numb?
Nothing, man.
Tell us what you see.
No.
Tell us.
No.
Tell us, you rattle. I'll wring your neck.
Come on. Stop. Who's that?
Don't bully the child.
We've got to find food.
Well, there's none in that window. Full of china.
You can see. That's right. You can see, can't you?
Show us a window with some grub in it.
Right. This way.
So we're starving.
This one. The one you're facing now. With a ham in it.
Okay. Here you go.
Oh, mind you don't cut yourself.
Where's the bloke that can see? He can put his hand in.
Where is he?
Here, beside me.
Well, hold on to him. Is it you? You can see, can't you?
I know it's him.
All right, then. Put your hand through the window and get us some food.
Let me go.
Oh, no, you're staying with us.
That's what you think.
Stop him! Stop him!
Someone's there. I can hear you. All right, don't answer. Just stay where you are and don't bump into me. I've had enough of that this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're blind.
Of course I'm blind. You think I carry a white stick for fun?
Then you don't know what's happened.
I know everyone's jolly clumsy this morning. And no hall porter on duty.
They were all blind, too, since they watched the comet last night.
Oh.
It was pure chance. I didn't.
Now they'll know what it's been like for me since 1917. Now they'll need their infernal patronage for themselves. I'm at the Regent Street end of Swallow Street, am I not?
Yes.
What does it all look like?
There aren't very many people about. No traffic. Just a couple of buses abandoned in the circus. Most of the people are creeping along against the walls.
You might see me across the road.
Of course.
Not that there's any traffic, but one gets lost away from the curb. What's that?
It sounds as though some of them have broken into a pub round the corner.
You fools. It's most unpleasant being drunk when you're blind. You'll do all right for free drink, though, won't you?
I keep away from groups. Once they find you can see, they won't let you go.
If you're worrying about that with me, you needn't. I'm very well able to look after myself.
Yes, I'm sure. Here's the curb.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Good day.
No, I won't.
You must be atoned. And don't you forget it. Where I go, you go.
Don't let her go.
You get away, you.
Oh,
you,
no, you don't.
All right. Up you get.
I'm tied to him.
Not now. I'll cut the cord. There's an empty pub over there. Let's get away from the crowd.
But you can see.
Certainly I can.
Oh, thank heaven. I thought I was the only one.
Oh. Feeling better?
Yes. I must have been awful sight. Where's the man? Oh, my goodness, yes, I do.
Will you have another drink?
A small one. Then I must go.
Where?
Home. I was going for the doctor and... I'm sorry. I haven't told you anything about myself.
Oh, my name's Bill Mason, by the way.
I'm Josella Clayton.
Oh, haven't I heard of you?
I shouldn't think so. How did you escape seeing the comet?
I was in hospital with my eyes bandaged. What about you?
Well, disgraceful, really. I went to a party on... What's today? Wednesday? On Monday night. And goodness knows what they put in the drinks. Because I felt like death yesterday. About 4 o'clock, I gave up the struggle, took a couple of sleeping tablets and went to bed. If the sky had fallen in, I wouldn't have noticed. When I did wake, my father was standing beside the bed. He'd gone blind. So the servant.
Where do you live?
Dean Road, St. John's Wood. The telephone wouldn't work, so I got out the car and drove down this way to fetch our doctor. I was in such a panic, I forgot she was nearly dry with petrol, and she stopped in the middle of Regent Street. And then that man found out I could see. He knocked me down and tied my hands, then made me lead him about.
From bar to bar, I imagine?
Yes. I should have been able to get away from him, but he... Well, I was sorry for him in a way.
One's sorry for them all, but they're dangerous. In a way, we're rich and they're poor. Why did he start beating you?
Because I wouldn't go into his house with him. Thank heaven you came along.
And what do we do now?
I must go back to Father. There's no point in trying to find the doctor, even if he's been one of the lucky ones.
Would you mind if I came too?
I'd have asked you to. Only I thought perhaps you had someone to look for.
No, my parents are dead and I've no other attachment.
Then I'd be very glad. The awful loneliness.
I know. And I think it'd be wiser for us to stay together anyhow. Shall we go?
Yes. Where can I get petrol?
No need.
What?
There are plenty of other cars.
Oh. It's funny. Like a dream, being able to take anything we want.
Seeing the sort of dream it is, I think we might break into that shop over the road.
What for?
A couple of good sharp knives.
Oh.
No goods. The driver of that bus must have gone blind at the wheel. We'll never get round it.
If you turn as a side street about 50 yards back, that'll lead us round into Dean Road.
What on earth is that?
The zoo. We hear the lions at night.
They'll be hungry. It's past feeding time.
I suppose they'll starve. Poor brutes, being locked up like that.
It's just as well for us that they are.
Are they blind, do you think?
I don't know. Some, perhaps. Not the cats, though. They'd have avoided the light.
Look, over in the park there. Crickets.
There's an enclosure of them by the zoo.
Should they be loose like that?
No, but if you don't keep an eye on them, they do tend to root themselves in a cluster against the fencing until it falls down.
Horrid things.
Still, if it wasn't for a trippid sting, I wouldn't be here now.
Here, on the left. Lucky I've still got my key. No use ringing the bell.
It's in the hall. And he's there, too.
Your father?
Yes. I just saw him lying on the ground with a trippy standing over him. Oh, what can we do?
Nothing. I'm afraid there's nothing.
Then he's dead.
Wait. I'll just edge it open.
Oh.
Yes, I saw the mark on his face. Priscilla, it's a very quick death. Look out! Coming through those bushes. Run for the car! Wind up the window.
Drive on. Drive on before it gets to us.
No, wait. It can't hurt us now. I want to see what it will do.
It's coming right up to us.
We're safe in the car.
Oh, that beastly rattling.
It's going away now. There's another one standing there in the laurel.
Oh, let's get away. You were right. There's nothing we can do.
You're sure?
Yes. Where can we go?
For a start, we make for a factory in Clerkenwell. There, we're in.
What is this place?
Wentworth. They make the best trippy guns in the world. Here's the export stock, all ready for packing. One for you, one for me, and one spare.
I didn't know there were such things.
They use them a good bit in the tropics. Look, this is how they work. Pull back the spring, so, and the boat fits into this notch.
Mm-hmm.
Then shove one of these steel slivers. Look out, they're sharp. Shove it into the holder. Take aim and press the trigger. It'll cut the stem off a trivet at 25 yards.
I can't wait to use it.
We won't see many as long as we stay in the center of London. Now then, we'll have those two masts.
Yes.
And the gauntlet.
Right.
Cases of ammunition.
You'll never get them in the car.
There's a station wagon outside. We'll take that.
Where next?
Back up west. Clothes first. Then somewhere to sleep before it gets dark. A flat, I should think, or... Well, two flats, if you prefer it.
One flat, please. I'd rather not be on my own.
Good. I feel like company, too. Let's try this block.
It looks pretty luxurious.
There's nothing to play.
But can we really walk into somebody's flat and take it over?
People who can't or won't do that sort of thing are going to have a pretty thin time from now on.
Let's choose the top floor, if we can.
It's a long way to carry the suitcases.
So what about the lift?
No power.
Oh, of course. All the same, I'd still prefer to be high up and away from the street.
All right. Let's make for the penthouse.
What about the tippet guns?
Leave them. Memory can still. If they do, we'll get some more.
Something simple.
I'm describing five floors with everything, including the kitchen stove.
What?
I took a paraffin cooker from the camping department. We'll need it. Come on.
Up we go.
Oh, what a climb.
I said, it's the first time this floor's been reached on foot. Two flats. Which do you prefer?
The south-facing one.
As Madame wishes. Well, let's hope this is a master key I found. The doors look solid. Yes, it is. After you. No. Now, let's try the other.
What's wrong with it?
It's not well furnished.
No, what was it?
Nothing much. Here we are.
Was someone in there?
Yes, two people, both dead.
Suicide?
Yes. There's a lot of it about. Come on.
Oh, no, no. We can't sleep here with them across the passage. And you're making a joke of it.
Listen, Gisella, if we're going to keep our sanity, you and I have got to grow a hide, and a thick one, too. People are dying all over the world, some by their own hand, some by accident. Soon a lot more people will die of starvation.
Oh.
And there's nothing we can do about it, nothing at all. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm sorry.
Well, let's see what this place has to offer. My goodness.
Donna Frigata. And the cocktail bar. What sort of rent do they pay?
About $2,000 a year.
Good Lord. Is this a bedroom? I say, look. It's got a round bed.
With a mirror over it.
Madly glamorous.
Especially when you wake up with a hangover in the morning.
Oh, don't be discouraged. I'm going to sleep now, anyway.
I'll see if I can find something a bit more sober.
There's a mirror over the bath as well.
That is the end.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyhow, you won't be able to use it. No hot water.
But that sounds so pleased. I'm going to change.
Thank you, monsieur.
It's lucky it's summer.
What?
Lucky it's summer. Cold weather wouldn't have helped.
In some ways it would.
How?
Most of the fresh food will be going off tomorrow. The fridge is like an oven.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yeah.
What's it like?
A housewife's dream. I'm setting up the oil cooker.
The housewife's nightmare.
Can you cook?
Boiled eggs, Standard. There's a lipstick here I've always wanted to use and never dared to ask for. Bill? Bill?
Yes?
Sorry. I thought perhaps you'd gone out. You didn't answer.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
What are you doing?
Preparing a simple meal.
Oh. Well, I ought to be doing that.
No, I'm enjoying myself. Shall we sit at the table?
Oh, yes. Let's do things properly.
That's how I feel.
What are we having?
Avocado pear, fried scampi, cold chicken and salad with asparagus tips, peaches and coffee.
What? No caviar?
That's in a pot. It'll keep.
Oh.
Will a white burgundy suit you, or would you prefer champagne?
I'm in your hands.
Very well, then. There's a good-looking batter on Montagerie here. I'll lay the table.
Bill!
I was busy.
Sorry.
What are you doing anyway? Putting on the lot?
Yes.
I can't wait. Nice.
How does it look?
Looks. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Where did the dress come from?
I found it in there and tried it. It fits.
It does. Emeralds suit you.
I've always wanted some.
Funny time to get them.
I know.
You're saying goodbye, aren't you?
So you do understand. I hoped you would.
I'm glad you've done it, anyway. My father told me once that just before 1939, when everyone knew there was going to be a war, he used to go around London looking at everything as though it was for the last time. Now it really is.
Thank you for understanding. Thank you for everything, in fact. If you hadn't helped me when you did, I don't know where I should be by now.
I know where I'd be now if I hadn't met you, lying drunk and maudlin in some bar.
Oh.
Talking of that, shall we have a drink? I can recommend the sherry.
Thank you.
Here's to you.
And you. My goodness, I'm hungry.
So am I. Napkin?
Thank you.
It's getting dark. What should we do for the light?
Oh, there are candles among our loot. No, wait a minute. Yeah. What do you think these are?
Small models of the Venus de Milo.
And also a rather decadent pipe of candle. Matches?
Good heavens, what will they think of me?
What, indeed?
Sorry, stupid remark. But I'd have sat around in darkness without realizing there were candles at all.
Shows what a misspent life I've led.
Tell me about it.
Tell you what?
Everything. Childhood memories, love affairs, why you aren't married, or are you?
No, I'm not. Are you?
No.
I nearly was when I was 19. It was a fearful row.
With your family?
With my father. Mother was dead by then. I ran away from home and went to live with a girlfriend. He cut off my allowance, so I had to do something. And I wrote the book.
You did what?
That's what they all say. It must look awfully dumb. I wrote the book.
What book?
It was called Sex is My Adventure.
Drusilla Platon, of course.
Did you write that thing?
Yes. Did you read it?
No.
It was very mild. Well, silly, really. Only the title was shocking. But it sold like anything, and the film rights. Made a lot of money. That's why I went home again.
Having shown your independence. Mm.
And to get away from the people who thought I meant the whole thing literally.
Which you did not.
Which I did not.
Still, you can hardly blame people.
No. That's why I was writing another book, to balance things up.
With an equally alarming title?
I was calling it Here the Forsaken.
Quotation?
Congi. Here the Forsaken Virgin Rests from Love.
Oh.
Ready for the next course? Brandy, port, more liqueur.
Brandy, please. Oh, I suppose we ought to wash up.
No, we won't be here long and nobody else will be using the place.
That brings us back to Earth, little bump.
I know, but I think we ought to rough out a plan of campaign.
Oh, let's have a few moments more. There ought to be soft music. Is that a gramophone?
An electric one.
Oh, pity.
There's a battery-operated wireless in the kitchen. I tried it earlier, but there was nothing doing.
Well, let's have another try.
I don't know what you expect to hear, but it won't be soft music. I'll tell you then.
You never know. Somebody, somewhere, might have something to say. Oh, don't knock my brandy over. It's too good to waste.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Wait a minute. I can hear something.
I can't?
Yes. There. It moves. Terribly faint.
I got it. It's SOS.
Oh. Where is he, do you think?
I don't know. Some ship drifting off the coast with all the crew blind. Just Drusilla. Think of the ships.
And the prisons. What's happened in them?
Aircraft, too.
Their troubles must be over. Not like ours.
Which brings us back to where we started.
All right. I'm down out of the clouds now. What are we going to do?
Get out of London for a start.
What?
And keep away from towns as much as we can.
Supplies will be difficult in the country.
Yes, but didn't you see what's going to happen here? There's still water in the tanks. Soon there won't be any, and the whole city will begin to stink like a great sewer. There are some bodies lying about already, and every day there'll be more.
You don't have to tell me that.
Sorry, but you see, it means that soon diseases will begin to spread. Cholera, typhus, Lord knows what. It's important to get away before anything of that kind starts. Have you any ideas where we might go?
Somewhere out of the way, I suppose. We'll want a good water supply, and as high up as we can get, so that there's a nice clean wind.
That's a thought. The Lake District.
Too far.
Maybe. And the same goes for Cornwall. We'll be dependent on towns when we can use them again.
What about the South Downs? I've some friends who have a lovely old farmhouse on the north side, looking across to Pulborough. It's fairly high, and there's a wind pump for water. But they make their own electricity, too.
It's a bit near civilization.
How long ought we to leave the towns to themselves?
Ooh, a year or so. That ought to be long enough.
We're going to need a stack of supplies.
Yes, well, I suggest that the first thing we do tomorrow is to load up a lorry with stores, or two lorries, if you can manage one.
I can try. What do we put in them?
Pencil and paper. Let's make a list.
It's like Robinson Crusoe.
We'll go for a couple of 10-tonners and load half each with food. Tinned meat and flour is basic, and as many luxuries as we can fit into the cracks between.
What do you call luxuries?
Anything that's not absolutely necessary, but will give us variety. Sardines, tinned fruit and vegetables, biscuits, all that sort of thing.
Condensed milk?
Yes, or dried. We'll find some large grocers that haven't been broken into and make our final selection on the spot.
What else?
We'll need winter things.
Blanket.
Note them down. We'd better take a couple of camp beds, too, and a tent in case of emergencies.
A tent? Cooking things?
Yes, frying pans, saucepans, kettles. Ooh. About three of everything.
What about paraffin?
We'll use the stocks in the roadside garages. Matches? Thousands of them. We don't want to have to rub sticks together before we need.
Candles and lamps?
Yes, torches and batteries.
What about first aid kit?
Yes, And any medicines that strike us as possibly useful.
Brandy.
Yes, a couple of cases. And a supply of mineral water for emergencies on the way.
We've got the Chetek guns.
A couple of shotguns. About 5,000 rounds of ammunition. A rifle. A couple of revolvers.
Fishing rods might be handy if we're living off the land.
Nets and explosives will be handier. We'd better have a last and some cobbler's equipment, as well as all the shoes we can carry.
A sewing machine.
Barber's clippers.
Who's going to use them?
You. On me every fortnight.
Uh-huh. And what about me?
Well, you just have the revolver hairstyle I can cope with.
We are going to have to learn a lot.
We've learned a lot already.
Such as?
How to accept the fact that sooner or later we may be the only survivors.
There must be others like us somewhere.
I've met nobody in London, except a child who was too young to talk, too young to stay up and watch the comet, or whatever it was.
Well, what else could it have been?
You know every great power has had satellites whirling round overhead for the last few years. You also know that they aren't all for research. Some of them are weapons, ready to be brought down when needed. Supposing one of them went wrong, collided with a meteorite, perhaps. And instead of doing what it was supposed to do, which was to burst low down, affecting one country, it burst up in its orbit, affecting the whole world.
But who would think up a weapon that would make people blind?
Any nation on Earth that was rich enough or frightened enough. And that means all of us.
Oh.
Well, let's get on with the list.
Oh, no. Let's do it in the morning.
All right.
Ooh.
We've all the time in the world, in one sense. Nobody else seems to want it.
It was a good dinner. Thank you.
Thank you for adorning it.
Something for fun.
Stay there a moment.
Why?
You're a sight that I shall never see again. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Gisela, darling, don't.
I tried to go to sleep. I was tired. And then I began to hear them.
Calm now, darling, calm. There's nothing we can do, not yet.
Oh, Bill, if you weren't here, I'd go mad.
As long as we're together, we'll survive.
But there's so many of them. I'm only two of us.
Look.
No, I won't, Chicago.
You must, Gisela, there's a light.
House is on fire, see?
No, this is different. A searchlight.
What?
Look, over there to the north.
Oh, yes, I see.
It's a signal.
What does it mean?
That someone is trying to get all the sighted people together.
Quick, let's go there.
Not yet. No, we'll wait till morning.
But then there'll be no light. We must go now.
Do you really want to drive through those streets now?
No. But if we miss...
They won't go away tonight. We'll make a mark on the window ledge. Wear something. Oh, here we are, a nail file. That'll do. If I scratch a pointer, there, we'll be able to pick out the building in the morning. You can see it's a tall one from the position of the light. All right?
Yes. Oh, dear, I panicked a bit.
You'd be inhuman not to. But now we know that we are not alone.
We never were, Bill, were we?
That was episode 2 of The Day of the Triffids, a serial for broadcasting in 6 parts by Giles Cooper from the novel by John Wyndham, with Patrick Barr as Bill Mason and Monica Gray as Josella Bateman. Production for the BBC by Peter Watts.
Well, Bill Mason has found Giselle and knows, thanks to a light in the dark, that they are likely not the only sighted people left in the city. What they find and how their lives go from here, we'll just have to wait until our next program.